Welcome back here with the news at one. Now, could the next phase of reopening be delayed because of rising cases of the Delta variant of COVID-19? The Minister for Health told Morning Ireland today that at this point, it's too early to say. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Irish Independent nothing can be guaranteed. Professor James McInerney is head of the School of Life Sciences at the University of Nottingham. I spoke to him earlier and asked him first why the Delta variant was of such concern.
So the major concern is its infectiousness. So it seems to be maybe as much as twice as infectious as the what's called the Kent variant B117. And so even though a month ago it was a very, very low percentage of the COVID cases, the symptomatic COVID cases here in the UK, right now it's almost all of them, certainly around 90%. And so that's number one. Number two, just to give you an indication of how quickly it's spreading, and it's doubling in number. The numbers of new of cases is doubling in number about every 4 days. And the other thing to say is that with very nearly 10,000 cases a day now, we're back to mid-February here in the UK in terms of number of cases. In terms of, and these are mostly, these are 90% of these are Delta variant. And what you're seeing then as well is that ventilation beds in hospitals, there's been a jump of 40% in terms of usage in the last week. So it's a situation here in the UK where this Delta variant really has taken over and is really causing an effect.
And the fact that there are more people on ventilators in hospitals, is that because the new variant makes people sicker, or is it because that there are more cases now?
So a little bit of uncertainty around what I'm about to say there. So with a little bit of evidence that it's causing more problems, but for the most part, I think most scientists still are unconvinced that this Delta variant is causing more severe disease. Again, we need more data. We're in the middle, you know, you're in the middle of collecting data. You need more data for that. So it's not clear that it's significantly more likely to mean that you end up in hospital. But what is clear is that it's significantly more transmissible.
What effect does it have then on people who have had, we'll say, only one dose of a vaccine?
So it does vary from vaccine to vaccine, and certainly there's most talk has been about the AstraZeneca vaccine, where with a single jab of AstraZeneca, it looks like you've got a certain amount of protection. It certainly does reduce by about 30%, maybe 50%, the number of people that would then get symptomatic COVID. With two jabs of AstraZeneca, it looks like there's very, very good protection, north of 90%. And that's the case for almost all the vaccines. So a little bit of escape, if you like, with a single jab of AstraZeneca, but with two jabs, quite good protection. And that's the case for pretty much all of the vaccines. They're still protecting quite well against this variant.
So if the vulnerable in society then are largely vaccinated, do we as a society need to be concerned about reopening and further reopening, you know, if this variant is in circulation?
So I guess that question wasn't really known. The answer to that wasn't known very well. What I'd quote to you is the number of ventilation beds again here. It's jumped by more than 40% in the last week. We know that two vaccinations, almost everybody here that's over 60 has had two vaccinations. But still, even in younger population, we're seeing people, ventilation beds, we're seeing hospitals that had closed their COVID wards a month ago, they're reopening them again today. And with this jump in ventilation, it really, you know, susceptible people are susceptible. And even if the percentage that end up in hospital is a smaller percent, I guess with lots and lots of people getting COVID, lots and lots of susceptible people, we're still seeing an increase in hospitalisation. So it's still a worry.
So what you really want then is for the vaccines to catch up with the virus. And would it be wise in that case to delay reopening things like indoor dining? And that decision is something that they're going to have to make in this country, or international travel as a precaution.
So what you're seeing here in the UK is a different combination of things that you have in Ireland, right? So in the UK, we've got double jabs in the adult population. It's heading towards 60%. And with a single jab, it's, you know, I think somewhere north of 80% right now. So that's an awful lot of vaccination, but a society that's completely open almost, with the exception of really large sporting events and really large events. We've been dining indoors for a lot of time. So that's the balance of things here. Higher vaccination level, but much more open than in in Ireland. So I think it's a thing where you'd have to, you know, a good case would be to look at the UK population and to try and figure out from that what this would mean for Ireland if you introduce, you know, new openings like indoor dining and so on. We're not able to contain, with our current mix of things, we're not able to contain the Delta variant. It is spreading. We have cases that are big. Ventilation and hospitalizations and ventilation beds are being filled again. So I think it's something you'd certainly have to look at and certainly be try to estimate from the data what the effect would be of indoor dining and all of the other things if you try to start those up. Because I can say here in the UK that our current mix means that we're seeing a very sharp increase in numbers of Delta variant.
That was Professor James McInerney, head of the School of Life Sciences at Nottingham University, speaking to me there.